It's panel beaters!
Bickering, resentment, pointless games in a car, add them together, we've made them into a show.
Please welcome to stage the Grim Reaper, Death!
And obviously we've cut out any bits that made us look bad by not being funny.
You know, it wasn't a joke, but we all kind of enjoyed it in a weird way, didn't we?
What did we just practice?
What is your ghost?
And now it's the moment you've all been waiting for, where somebody dies!
Hello, and welcome to Cockermouth.
Yeah, we're in Cockermouth and we're doing it. We're re-recording this. This one is being shortened to the point because we blathered on too much last time.
Yeah, but this one, tight.
We're in Cockermouth. There's nothing funny about that.
No.
A woman in front of me in the pizza shop asked for a 10-inch vegetarian.
Yeah.
I would have offered my services, but I'm not vegetarian.
Boom.
That's my opening joke tonight.
What he's done there is he's found a phrase and he's found a rude alternative to it.
It's quite clever. I think if you ever crack the code, look for a word with two meanings, one of which is a bit rude. Yeah. That's my career.
Yeah.
Anyway, that won't be on this podcast because I'm not on this one.
No.
So it lacks something, and what it lacks is that simple technique repeated over and over again.
Yeah, but it's got other techniques. Some wonderful people on it, a lot of fun. A lot of this we had to cut out, to be honest, but it'll be in the actual podcast.
I found the edit quite depressing because it was very good and I wasn't there. But it's a good show. I hope you enjoy it.
Anyway, enjoy and hang on.
Someone's knocked on the door. We've got to start the show.
Live from the Comedy Store Manchester, it's Panel Beaters! Yay! And how tonight works, I should also explain this bit, is basically those three just do a load of jokes, and then at the end, somebody dies! But to decide that, we have a very special guest, ladies and gentlemen. We've had Death previously, but that got a bit morbid after a while. So we switched it up, we have another wonderful, a special creature. Let's go with that. You can already fucking hear him. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the fairy god person!
Keep clapping a bit. I've got to get on here, you rotten lot. Hello!
You look genuinely horrified. Are you all right? This is a new game where you drink lager, but through a straw.
First off, what we're going to do is everyone's going to introduce themselves with a fact. So, contestant number one, show us your buzzer and give us a fact about you.
A fact about me. I collect taxidermy, Oasis memorabilia, and I read a lot of true crime books. And I thought that made me quite alluring. It just makes me really unpopular on Tinder.
Contestant number two.
Hi, I'm Scott Benny, and doing stand-up comedy continues to ravage my beautiful face and body.
Finally, contestant number three.
Hi, I'm Alex Boardman. I am an award-winning comedian, actually. Yes. I was voted the comedian with the most extensive vocabulary on the circuit, you know, which was nice. honestly, it's good. It's good. It's decent.
Stand up Stephen Fry.
Yeah, but yeah, maybe.
And we're off. Round one is the elevator pitch round. Basically, what happens here is I throw out a concept and they give me their big ideas for it. It'll all make sense in a minute. So, please pitch me your ideas for celebrity biography titles.
Pokemon, then Go, the biography of Keith Vaz.
Everyone Likes Me Now I'm Dead by David Bowie.
When Will This Ever End, Bruce Forsyth.
I'm Still Not Allowed on the Sofa, the biography of Snoop Doggy Dog.
Ideas for a new themed restaurant.
Separate dishes. This is the world's first eatery for divorced parents. There's limited access, it's contactless payment only, weekends, and it's supervised.
Oh my God, yeah, because Dad went mad in a finger buffet one time.
Good.
With the babysitter. Sorry about that. about a vegan restaurant, just for only vegans, and that'd be great because you wouldn't have to serve any food because they're all so full of themselves. They wouldn't be able to eat anything anyway.
Forage on Farage. People eat food out of Nigel's crevices.
Oh!
British pub grub only.
Oh. Tony the hole. Sorry, dude.
Oh, God. Spotted dick.
Right, moving on. Imaginative ways to assassinate Donald Trump.
Ways to kill Donald Trump. Obviously, it should be a Mexican standoff.
By the way, I have to legally say, because obviously we've asked for ways to kill Donald Trump, you know, just to be absolutely clear, if anyone wants to do these, clearly go ahead and do it. We're 100% behind
on
you.
Your side.
We'll have a whip round. Seriously, go for it.
Go for it.
Okay.
Right, finally, the last question this round. Pitch me ways to pay off the national debt.
Every time someone says, I hate that twat, get that bastard off my TV, Piers Morgan has to pay a pound. And everything will be fine in 20 minutes.
Yeah, 20 minutes. Yeah.
Have we checked we didn't take PPI out?
Bring us the end of that round. Round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Incredibly, the next round is called Gets My Goat. And this is very simple. Basically, they get a chance to rant about something. So, Rachel Fairburn.
What gets your goat?
What really gets my goat is, as an adult woman, right, you can't say anything, without someone going, you're not pregnant, are you? Right? You can be sitting there, you're like, oh, it's a nice day. You're not pregnant, are you? Like, oh, I really fancy a pot. No, you're not pregnant, are you? Right? And I'll tell you what, don't ever, ladies, don't ever say that you feel ill. Because that is when people really start. You'd be like, oh, I feel a bit sick today. Oh, you're not pregnant, are you? Oh, God, you're not pregnant, are you? I swear to God, there's some poor woman somewhere in the world and she's, like, showing the first signs of Ebola and she's pissing blood from her eyes. And someone's going, you're not pregnant, are you? Right? Or the main time you can ask me is if I'm sitting at the top of the stairs with a bottle of gin and a Mary Stopes leaflet crying. Then you can ask me, you're not pregnant, are you? And I'm probably not pregnant. I'm probably just rehearsing for Lindsay Lohan the musical. And that's what really gets my goat.
Anyone else now secretly wonder if she's pregnant?
Give it an hour.
Well then, Scott Bennett.
What gets your goat?
People who started remaking classic children's TV programmes, right? Because I do watch a lot of TV with my daughter, who I am allowed to look after. And there's lots of options. Like they've got like CBeebies, that's on from 6 in the morning till 7 at night, right? There's Boomerang now, I don't know if you're aware of that. That's on till midnight if you're a slightly shitter parent. There's a new one now called Tiny Pop Tiny. Through the Night. Do you know what that's for? That's for kids who work shifts. Drive lorries and have just come in from clubbing. But I don't know if anyone's got kids. You don't need to have kids to do this. The one that really bothers me, right, is Postman Pat. We all remember the original Postman Pat. Remember that? It was a classic. He used to meander through the countryside. He'd chat to everyone. He'd never put like a leaflet through saying, I'm sorry, I missed you. He'd never give you one of them electronic things to sign where he's lost the fucking pen. And you have to paw at it with your fingernail. Is that you? No idea, mate. But what's happened now? They've changed it, right? I switched it on the other day. It's not Postman Pat, it's Postman Pat SDS. Special Delivery Service, right? Yeah. Do you know what's happened? He's been privatised. Yeah, you didn't see that classic Tory move, that, innit? Starting at 7 in the morning. Kids are watching it now. My daughter was watching it thinking, yeah, Pat is a lazy bastard. Yeah, it's about time he had some targets. Come on. This is the thing. I'm not here to defend Pat, right? I'm not. I'm not his spokesman. It's not hashtag pray for Pat. We're doing none of that, right? On average, he delivers one parcel a day. He's a shit postman. One, right? But listen to the range of vehicles they've given him in this new show. He's got a motorbike and sidecar. He's got a van. He's got a jet ski. And he's got a helicopter. A helicopter, one parcel a day? That doesn't stand up, you know what I mean? Unless that one parcel is a kilo of uncut cocaine. It's Postman Pat meets Breaking Bad, that's what's going down. Secret dealer service. It's over anyway. Next week they've written a programme where he's just hammered in a hedgerow, like throwing rocks at Amazon drones. And that's what gets my goat.
Sorry that went on. His own series. Are you sorry, Alex Boardman? I was afraid to ask. What gets your goat?
What gets your goat?
People who watch like kids' TV shows and take it too seriously. It's a bit of escapism for a five-year-old. That's all it is. You're not the intended audience of that programme.
I know.
If your logic when you're five, you can take a helicopter and a jet ski. It's just interesting to you. What went wrong with you? What's Pat ever done to you?
A very good round of applause. Woo! Round three, this is Quotey McQuoteface, the round. All we've done here is we've taken some famous quotes and we've blanked out a bit and they have to fill in the gap. So, number one, Marilyn Monroe. If you can't handle me at my worst, then you don't deserve...
dessert.
This dreadful B&M Bargains canvas with the rest of the quote on it. They're awful, aren't they?
Keep calm and be a twat.
And the Audrey Hepburn ones, you know, with the... Make me sick then.
It made me sick when they put her in that chocolate advert.
In blank, no one can hear you scream.
Primark.
The school for the deaf.
In the middle of loveless sex in a stale marriage. Moving on. You take the high road, I'll take the low road, and I'll... Oops.
Promise you that they will definitely believe us when we said that we looked for her.
That is a great joke. Light and shade.
Okay. And finally, I'll be honest, I can't believe this is in this, but it is. Martin Luther King, I have a dream that one day...
People remember the rest of this quote because that's the only bit people remember.
I'll put my bin out before my neighbour.
I have a dream that one day the couple on Grand Designs will just get a project manager in and stop wasting everybody's time.
anyone else? Martin Luther King, I have a dream that one day...
Kanye West will become self-aware.
So that's the end of that round, ladies and gentlemen. And finally, for this round, we're going to... Because we have the fairy god person here who can grant wishes and also destroy people. If he likes your wish, he can grant it. If he doesn't, he can destroy you. First off, I want to ask you lot, has anyone got any wishes they'd like to put forward to be granted?
Yeah. I wish that my mother could tell an anecdote... without me wishing for an early death halfway through.
I'll ask him.
It seems like a hereditary thing.
Oh,
that is a good put down.
Beautiful.
Scott Bennett's mum just put Scott Bennett down.
She would have done if it had been her choice as well.
You see where she tried. Oh.
I take it that's not being granted then.
No, fuck off. Patience with a woman. She's lived in Yorkshire. She's given birth to you, for God's sakes. She's given up a figure and a life to make your life nice.
Anyone else got a wish they'd like to put forward?
Yeah, I'd like quite a high tone one, actually. I wish that, you know, all the pain and suffering and just agony and fear that's in the world currently, I just wish there was some way that I didn't know about it. See what I mean? It just kind of brings me down. I'm trying to have my cocoa pops.
Would you grant that wish?
I could grant it if I had some sort of electric drill.
No way am I getting in a room with you in an electric drill. Mate. No way.
So was that granted?
No, fuck off.
He's got a catchphrase. It's no fuck off.
I shouldn't be swearing, should I? I'd like to apologise on behalf of the BBC and the podcast for any swearing that's happened in this show. It is no longer the opinion of it. No, you can fuck off.
By the way, this isn't actually on the BBC. It's just the only way to get me to turn up. I told him it was. He thinks we're on telly. Just everybody play along. Rachel, have you got a wish?
I have. I would like, right, because I need to get something out of my system. I get, like, really weird crushes on people, like politicians. Like, I've got a really bad crush on George Osborne. I'm sorry. although he's not technically a politician anymore. I really fancied him when he was Chancellor of the Exchequer, and I thought it was quite sexy because it's quite a powerful job. And then he lost the job of being Chancellor of the Exchequer, and I was like, no, I'm just like everyone else in Manchester now. I just fancy some bloke who's got no job. but I fancy him. I've got a bit of a crush on Tony Blair and one on Alistair Darling. Now, I think if you granted me half an hour with these men, not collectively, I'm not a slag, like, individually, plus 10 minutes cleaning up time, I'd get it out of my system, and I'd get over it.
Like, you actually want to have sex. Yeah,
you want to have sex with George Osborne?
Yeah, just get it out of my system, and then get over it.
I'm not sure I can grant you that. I think that you're not completely in your right mind.
Yeah, well, this is what...
The best thing I can grant you at this point is therapy that actually doesn't involve George Osborne. But we can perhaps get you some sort of canvas with Audrey Hepburn on saying, just don't do it!
Can I have half an hour with Liam Gallagher instead?
Okay, you can have that.
Thank you.
He's got no teeth, he can't hurt you. He's got...
I wish I'd brought that novelty Tony Blair mask that I got last year.
Well, actually, no. Now, that wish I can actually grant you. I've just got to come and see me afterwards.
I'm just genuinely, what would you say with Tony? Ooh, go on, authorise, invade me. Ooh, go on.
Can I wish for a chaperone at this point?
Well, you've done wishes. Well done, you've done wishes. Let's just dive into the wishes. Let's make some dreams come true.
Dreams come true. What sort of theme?
Okay, wish number one. There's no name in it. Somebody has got wishing to get rid of Cheeky Nando's.
Oh,
yeah. But just the phrase, not the restaurant.
Oh, right.
Well, it's the phrase.
How do you know? You've questioned the person concerned.
Are
we getting rid of the phrase or the restaurant?
The phrase. Get rid of the phrase. Definitely.
I don't understand the Nando system, me.
No.
Sitting down, getting your cutlery out. Bollocks.
Oh, God. Oh, don't. This is... He does...
They don't have cutlery in Yorkshire. He doesn't understand it.
We just sit there like Henry VIII and have the chickens thrown at us.
Except you're not that
I think you've hit peak northern at this point, Scott, haven't you?
We go to Nando's all the time, and the reason we go is because... I think it's the reason Nando's is successful, because the payment system before you've given the food eliminates the need to tip. So that's the entire rationale for going, because it's just that awkward moment where like you're trying to work out, oh, what's 20% of like £14 each, and then blah, 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 and then you just go to Nando's and go, oh, I can pay, and then like you can wait till the back's turn and then chuck 2p in the bucket really loudly and pretend
it was a quid. Or just shake the bucket.
Yeah, just give it a little flick.
It feels like the two of you are having a northern on. It feels like you're competing to prove who's the most northern. Like at one point, one is going to start a one-man brass band. Fucking hell.
Close down the pits!
Close down mines! Yeah. Wait till they steal your tough potatoes.
Do you know that, like, you know, electronic cigarettes don't sell in Yorkshire? Do you know that? It's because e-cigarettes to a Yorkshireman sounds like a man just reminiscing about real cigarettes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Bennett, ladies and gentlemen. Scott Bennett, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, the second last wish. Teo does a section of stand-up. Would you like to do some stand-up, Teo?
Sure. Hey! Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Teo!
We made his wish come true!
I literally didn't think we'd actually make a wish come true. This is quite surprising.
Oh. Now he's got the confidence, let's heckle the shit out of him.
Right, Teo, you've got 2 minutes, son. Fill your boots. Go.
Fucking Jesus Christ. All right, Teo Cousins isn't my real name. I'm going to tell you my real name. This is honest to God on my birth certificate. My real name is Adi Teo, Adi Doyne, Adi Jumo, Adi Nike, Adi Tola, Adi Vincent, which is a... not even a joke part of it, that's my real name. It's fucked up. I didn't know you could name your child with Lion King lyrics. I used to have this weird reoccurring dream as where I could change my name, but it was like one of those donation adverts. And just have one of those like fucking like big celebrities walk up like, hello, I am Morgan Freeman. My voice is calming and soothing. If you pay £2 a day, you can have this poor Nigerian Zulu boy.
I'm not a Zulu.
Shh. Freeman is speaking. You give him £2 a day, you can have him change his name to something like Tom or Michael or some shit like that. The person who gave me that name was my dad, and he suffers from Nigerian. It's messed up. He left as a child when I was a child now, so I got to see him in New York about a year ago, and I got to ask him loads of questions. One of the questions I asked him now was what his name was, Genuinely didn't know. He's like, it's Adigoki. I was like, that's a Dragon Ball Z character or a fucking Pokemon, don't lie. The question I asked him the most, though, was what his job was. And now every time he asks this question, he gives me this weird African stutter of, hey, I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. So I got pissed off one day. I was like, hey, what the fuck is your job? And he gave me the single most assassin answer you can give to that question. I went, what is your job? And he goes, I do what I do for the family.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Teo! If anybody did just tune in to hear him just at the moment where he said, suffered from Nigeria, we would like to point out he is the only black man God, in the room. Ladies, that was amazing! Amazing! Give him a round of applause!
We've got a ringer!
How awful for our panel! Our panel, our professional panel who prepared their jokes before they came up. Somebody's just wandered in off the street and shown you how to fucking do it.
I hate natural ability.
Teo, ladies and gentlemen, well done. Absolutely marvellous.
The last round, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. This is the hashtag round, ladies and gentlemen. So it's like the hashtag game on Twitter. It's very simple. So I'll just throw out things. So give me your ideas for drunk TV programs.
Wallace and Vomit. Oh.
Paralytic Games.
Oh, that is a much better, let's be honest.
I like that.
Paralytic Games is a great idea. Oh my God, finally Ireland will get some medals.
Who do you think you are? I have absolutely no fucking idea, Tom.
Next episode, who are you looking at?
The Office face.
No. Oh, nice.
That would have actually looked good on Twitter. That would have.
Yeah, I've just took your title as most vocabulary.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, most vocabulary.
Most
well
vocabulary, yeah, you definitely.
I sort of lost it as well at the same time.
Cheers.
One more. Holmes Under the Hammered.
Next one. Worst prequels.
Apocalypse Soon.
Medical Undergraduate Zhivago.
Spider-Man. Trapped in the Bath.
Conceiving Nemo. Derry Lee. That's the thing that came before Philadelphia.
Moving on. Inappropriate greeting cards, anyone?
Happy 14th. Just two more years to go.
Oi. Can't believe it's 28 years since my last orgasm. Happy birthday, love, Dad.
Bravo. Get well soon. We need the bed back. Love the NHS.
Right, finally, last question. Big finish. Here we go. Oh, God. This is inappropriate. Never mind. Big finish. Last question. Banned children's books.
Oh, God.
The Gruffalo's Child Sex Allegations. Chronicles of Narnia fucking business.
That is the most Mancunian I've ever heard of.
The Very Hung Caterpillar.
Is that a pop-up book?
Teenage Mutant Jihadi Turtles. That's the leaders of Splinter Group.
Charlotte's Dark Web. The Secret Lady Garden.
I'm going to have to end this just before...
Before we get banned.
Round of applause for the end of the round and the game! And now the bit you've all been waiting for the entire night. Ladies and gentlemen, give me a drum roll, please.
Oh, which one dies?
Burly God person, pick who's going to die.
No, because they've all done brilliantly.
Don't change the fucking format now!
No!
Pick one of
can't
them!
Can I have the UKIP voted?
No, you can't pick someone from the audience!
Well, alright then, it's Scott.
Scott Bennett is dying, ladies and gentlemen!
I'm sorry,
A lot of Scott fans
you.
In.
This is the booing, they love you.
They're booing me. They're booing me because they love you so much and they can see that you're a broken man whose life has collapsed around him.
Look at it this way. You won't be alive when the allegations come out.
I thought it was kindest.
Live from the Comedy Store in Manchester, that was Panel Beaters. You have been brilliant. You've got Alex Boardman, the dead Scott Bennett, Rachel Fairburn, and the fairly god person that was Jonathan Mayer. Applaud there as well. I've been Queen McDonald. You've been brilliant. Thank you very much. Good night.
And there you go. That was Panel Beaters. If you want to see it live, you can check panelbeaterscomedy.com, the website. We'd like to, as always, thanks our mates who have helped us out. Oxy did our design. John Coop did our website. bensound.com music. And Richard Massera, who did all the production. And please do subscribe, share on whatever platform you enjoy. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.